In an animated sequence, a man and a woman run through snow wearing backpacks. A plane takes off. Hallmark Media presents a Timeless Pictures production. Andrew W. Walker, Ashley Williams. Title: Jingle Bell Run.
We've been learning about the surprising history of Christmas traditions across America. Now, I see some of you are all finished with your ornaments. Let's start sharing some origin stories. Ella, your turn.
In a classroom, Ella stands next to a blonde-haired teacher. Emilio Merritt, Brad Harder, Hamza Fowad.
Saint.
Ella has a nervous look. The blonde-haired teacher crouches in front of her.
Hey, public speaking makes everyone nervous. It's okay. I believe you can do this.
Really?
Really. Deep breath.
Production designer, Heather Coots.
Saint Nick gave us the tradition of Christmas stockings when he threw gold into socks hanging over the fireplace to dry.
Well done, Ella. Good job. All right, you can hang up your ornament and take a seat.
Ella hangs her stocking ornament on a Christmas tree and returns to her desk. Written by Tom McCurry and Stephanie Sourappas. Directed by Lucy Guest. Later, students walk in the hallway.
10 across, 12th night practice of Christmas go. Was sailing. Duh. Nailed it.
Hey, Avery. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you, too.
Ruby!
Hi!
You came to join me for lunch?
I haven't made you lunch since our elementary school days. Remember when I went through my Michelin star phase?
Remember it. It still haunts me.
Hey, what's wrong with peanut butter and tuna?
Well, I'm just glad you've shifted your career aspirations to personal training. Let me guess, you're here because you booked your airline ticket.
What? No. Yes.
I can't believe my entire family's abandoning me right before the holidays. Mom and Dad on a cruise, you and Tim going to Jersey. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about that. I've been thinking about something that you could do while we're gone, you know, to pass the time and get your mind off of some...
Great news, Avery. Just wonderful. Did I win the lottery or something? What's happening?
Kind of. Like the lottery? Yeah. In the sense that there's money involved. A lot of money.
Ruby, what did you do?
I think they announced the contestants' names online already.
Contestants? So, contestant for what?
Remember how you're saying that you would love to have more excitement and adventure in your life?
No, I've never said that. I value my downtime.
Downtime, yes. But relentless hibernation, no. Don't you want to go to the places you're always reading about?
Ruby.
Hmm?
What's happening?
Promise me you won't get mad when I tell you what I did.
No.
You pretended to be me, and you signed me up for a race?
I wanted to surprise you.
A surprise is a party with cupcakes and balloons. It's not this.
Okay, hold on. Just look, please, okay? Just here.
Ruby plays a video.
What makes The Great Holiday Dash more than your typical TV game show? It's about ordinary people embarking on a race to complete a series of Christmas-themed challenges for the chance at $1 million.
I'm your host, Keegan Edwards. Join me to find out that who will play along in this once-in-a-lifetime Christmas celebration.
Fasten your Santa hat. That someone is you.
Okay, I've seen this show. I can't believe you thought I would be good for this.
You're great at puzzles. You could totally win this.
Yeah, I can be great at puzzles in the comfort of my own home.
You have a chance to win $1 million. Imagine the places you could visit with that kind of money.
Ruby, I'm not gonna win. I'm a bookworm. I'm not a triathlete.
Okay, well, imagine what that kind of money could do for your after-school reading program.
Yeah?
You spend so much time fundraising that now you could put that time towards actually launching it.
What do you have to lose?
Oh, I have so much to lose. My privacy, my dignity, you know, a leg.
Mom, Dad, and me, we love you so much. So this is coming from the heart. But when did you become a bystander to your own life?
Not doing the show?
Please. No, please.
The blonde-haired teacher, Avery, walks away from Ruby. At night, lights shine from buildings in Chicago.
Hi, I'm Wes Cosgrove, Slapshot King of Chicago. Here with a pre-workout tip. Take it from me.
When you're down, OT, sudden death, and you need that boost to score that winning goal, you need it.
Wes holds up a bottle.
Mega juice. The juice with the boost. What was that? What'd you think? Huh? Mega juice sees that? Sponsorship time, baby.
I hate to break it to you, Wes, but Nash Reynolds just signed a deal to be the new face of Mega Juice.
What?
Yeah, have a look.
Why can't I shake this guy?
Why is he always in my orbit?
I retired from the Blackbirds last year. It's like I never existed. How can they forget the most dramatic Stanley Cup win in history? Me scoring the winning goal in fourth overtime.
It's a new world. Everyone has a short attention span.
Cole, you're my agent. What's my next move?
What about joining your brother? The offer of co-hosting with him still stands.
No, you know I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Wes checks his phone and furrows his brow.
Guess who's back?
What?
Guess who's the next contestant on the Great Holiday Dash? We're back, baby.
Boom!
Let's go!
Nash Reynolds, look out.
On another day, Avery walks into her classroom.
Miss Mueller, remember what you told me? I believe you can do this. Deep breath. I think you're gonna win this.
Avery stares at Ella with wide eyes.
Ruby!
Avery?
I'm gonna do the race.
Oh my God, that's the spirit?
Yeah, but I'm not gonna do it for me. I'm gonna do it for my students. Because if I can bring just a little bit of attention to the school, I think it's gonna make fundraising a lot easier. So let's just hope I don't get eliminated right away.
Well, you've got some training to do.
I do, and because you got me into this mess.
Let's find out what else you can do other than puzzles.
Okay? Woo! I'm so sorry.
We're gonna start with coordination.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty braid.
That's a rope.
Throw it.
In a gym, Avery throws a ball down.
Against the wall.
Oh, against the wall.
Right here.
Avery uses a rowing machine. Later, she does abdominal crunches and high-fives Ruby.
Up top.
Yeah, okay.
Avery struggles to lift a weightless barbell. Avery tries to climb a rope hanging from the ceiling. Avery sits and throws the ball weakly.
Oh yeah, now you're doing it, now you're doing it, oh yeah.
Avery holds 5-pound weights.
I'm good at this.
You have to lift them.
Oh.
Avery lifts the weights.
Okay, so I travel around the whole country with no recess.
Well, there's gonna be breaks, silly, at hotels along the way for you to rest.
I mean, I guess it is pretty cool, you know, learning about how all these different regions celebrate Christmas.
Your students are going to love it. Shoulder press?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Avery lifts the weights over her head.
Yeah, let's hope I live to tell the tale.
Yeah. Hey, are you okay to finish up the circuit on your own? I have to go home and pack. Tim and I are leaving in the morning. He can't find the travel size toothpaste. To be fair, it's very small.
Yeah, of course. You should get out of here. I think I can figure out how to run on my own. I can't believe the show starts tomorrow.
You're gonna be great.
Okay. You got this. Thanks. Okay. Cardio.
Avery steps onto a treadmill.
Here we go.
Avery ties her hair into a ponytail and presses a green button on the treadmill's control panel. She furrows her brow and presses the green button again, then a red button. She steps off the treadmill and places her towel on a second treadmill. Wes walks over to the second treadmill and steps onto it.
Oh. Sorry. Excuse me. So sorry. That was actually my machine.
Wait,
that's my towel, and I was just about to run on that machine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're welcome.
Thanks.
No problem.
Also, that machine's broken.
Wes looks at Avery, then he presses the green button on the first treadmill. The treadmill turns on, and Wes starts walking slowly.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Wes jogs, and Avery tries to turn on the second treadmill. Avery turns to Wes and taps his shoulder.
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. So sorry. Again, the on button isn't, like, awning.
Well,
do you know why?
It's awning for me.
Oh.
You obviously turn off the safety feature, right?
Oh. Obviously.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Avery glances at Wes's treadmill speed, then she increases the speed on her treadmill to 5.7. She smiles and jogs. Wes glances at Avery's speed and increases his speed up to 6.3. Avery glares at Wes and increases her treadmill speed. Wes glances at Avery and increases his treadmill speed to 8.5. Avery looks at Wes and sprints on her treadmill. She grins and glances at Wes while running and then stumbles. Avery grabs Wes and they fall to the floor together.
Oh God, are you okay? Oh, I'm so sorry. What that was totally my fault. That was my fault. Do you need an ice pack? I'm so sorry.
No. I don't want an ice pack. You've done enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Lucky. Okay. I'm thick-headed. Yeah.
I think you mean hard-headed. That's the phrase is hard-headed. That's what you meant, right?
Thank you, Professor.
You sure there's nothing else I could do for you?
You know what? Actually, there is something you can do. You can find another gym. I like this gym, and I'd rather not have to wear a helmet.
Wes turns and walks away from Avery.
That was rude.
On another day in a park, a thin layer of ice floats across the surface of a river. A green banner reads, "The Great Holiday Dash." Red and green tents are set up next to the banner. Avery holds a coffee cup and walks up to a table filled with baked goods.
Oh, yum. Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, gingerbread's on my favorite, too. Hi, I'm Katie.
Oh, I'm Avery. Are you as nervous as I am?
Oh, God, I'm sweating like a snowman in July.
Right? I've never done anything like this before.
This is intense.
Yeah, so intense.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm excited, though.
I know, you too.
Hey, Snapshot King? A selfie?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. It's the goat, y'all. It's
oh, my God, Nash Reynolds. Hi. Can I get a selfie, please?
Nash.
Wes turns and bumps into Avery.
Oh, my God, is that Nash?
You? What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I'm here to win this. What are you, a little producer, director, catering?
No. Just here to show a thick-headed guy like you that the professor has her strengths as well.
Don't you mean hard-headed?
No.
Avery turns and walks away from Wes.
Hello, everyone. Can I have your attention, please? I'm Dirk Sims, the producer of The Great Holiday Dash, and I want to thank you all for being here today, and we are ready to go. So, best of luck to everyone. All right, let's hear it.
A cameraman stands next to Dirk and films Keegan.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Keegan Edwards. I want to welcome you to the Great Holiday Dash. You will be competing to find the ultimate Christmas treasure, a silver bell hidden somewhere in America. Whoever finds and rings it first will be our winner. Who among you will emerge as leader of the pack? Get used to those cameras. They'll be filming the games to be televised later. And just a little reminder, no cell phones allowed.
A competitor quickly takes a selfie.
Thank you.
Now, I've got a little surprise. For the first time ever, you will not be competing as individuals, but as two-person teams. And lucky for you, those teams have been pre-selected.
What?
Now, each member from the winning team will win $1 million.
Wes frowns and claps.
So, are you ready to meet your teammates?
Yes.
No.
Okay, when I call your name, please step forward to get your team jacket. First up, Team Fabulous. Oh, I've got Brad and Ramon.
Brad and Ramon step forward and shake hands.
Next up, Polar Party. It looks like Carol and Nash.
What?
Ready to do this?
Oh, you know I'm ready.
Organizers hand out red satin Letterman jackets to the teams.
Okay, we're down to our last two teams. We've got Team Jingle Bells, Katie and Shirley. Which leaves Wes and Avery, Team Slay. What? Come and get your jacket.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's go, guys.
Wes and Avery step forward.
Okay. So, I think we should get the Great Holiday Dash started, huh? All right!
Avery puts on her Letterman jacket. She has a tense look.
For your first challenge,
Each Santa mailbox contains an envelope with the first clue. Solve the riddle inside to find the location of your first Christmas challenge. But there's a twist. There are more teams than mailboxes, so the last team to make it to the mailbox will be eliminated. All right, everyone. Are we ready?
Wes claps and looks at Avery.
Yeah.
And set, and go!
The competitors sprint to green mailboxes. Wes opens one of the mailboxes. Wes pulls an envelope out and opens it.
You're already in the Windy City, so head to the square of Illinois' favorite sun.
Abraham Lincoln.
On Lincoln Park.
Lincoln Park.
On the west-facing corner is a storybook gingerbread Tudor.
It's gotta be Germantown, which is in Lincoln Park.
This place is famous for its sauerkraut, schnitzel, and...
Lebkuchen.
No, it says gingerbread.
Yeah, it's gotta be Dusseldorf Restaurant. It's famous for its carols and Lebkuchen treats this time of year. Come on, we can take a cab from the corner.
Perfect. It's rush hour, so we pick the city streets.
No, everybody knows the expressway's faster this time of day.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Come on! Are we the first or the last?
We're probably the last, because we took the expressway.
Forget the scene.
German immigrants established Chicago's Germantown in the late 1800s, bringing with them the magical Christmas tradition of the...
Newsnacker!
Looks like you got competition for the Smarty Pants title.
Okay, folks, not Jeopardy, you don't have to yell things out. So, for your team to advance, you need to crack every walnut in the jar with your Nussknacker or Nutcracker. The team with even a single walnut left will be out.
You're with.
Nash cracks a walnut between his hands and blows away the shell.
Try not to blow it, buddy.
Wes grabs two walnuts and tries to crack them with one hand.
That's right. Yeah.
Wes throws the walnuts and Keegan shakes his head.
Looks like you've got competition for the Musclehead title.
All right, teams. Ready? Yes. And go!
Yeah. Here we go. Jack it off. All right. Thanks.
The competitors crack walnuts with handheld nutcrackers. Shattered walnut shells fly into the air. Katie cracks a walnut and grabs a new one from a beer stein. Avery and Wes crack walnuts at the same time.
That's it!
Ah, team fabulous!
A beer maiden passes an envelope to Ramon and Brad. Avery glances at Nash.
Wow, Nash is really good at this.
Eyes inside the rink.
Okay, that's it. Okay, we did it.
Team Jingle Bell.
Nash grabs a walnut from a beer stein.
Team Run Run Reindeers. Team Holly Jolly.
Keegan sticks his fingers into his mouth and tries to whistle.
Last one.
Oh, we did it.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo.
Come on. Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Which means, of course, Team Ice Babes, you melted our hearts, but... your time here is done.
Here. Ooh, it's freezing. Okay, in the city of the famous tea party.
That's easy.
Yeah, Boston. Head to the state park with an Algonquin name.
That's not easy.
All right, beginning of the school year, we studied Native American tribes, so this would be Wachusett in this area.
Find the Black Diamond Overlook. Yes, that means we're skiing. I could totally rock a Black Diamond.
No. It says find. It means that we're looking, not necessarily, you know, skiing.
Downer, smarty pants.
I wear it well, though, don't I? Jackson!
Team Fabulous, what's your name and where are you from?
I am Brad, and I'm a flight attendant from Georgia.
My name is Ramon. I'm a cashier, and I'm Delaware's reigning crossworking.
Hi, we're Team Jingle Bells. I'm Shirley, mom of four, and Katie here is from the Big Apple.
It's Manhattan. No one's called it the Big Apple without cringing in, like, forever.
Sounds like I'm at home. I guess you can call us the mother-daughter duo of the show.
Okay. Cringe.
And what would you two do with the money if you won?
Quit my job.
It's horrible. What's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Cosgrove, former pro athlete and celebrity.
Celebrity? I didn't know that.
Probably not a hockey fan.
My name's Avery. I'm an elementary school teacher and a true cruciverbalist.
A what now?
It means I'm very good at crossword puzzles.
We should probably lead with that.
Anyway, that's us. The brains and the brawn.
Team Slay what?
Later, on board a plane, Shirley places her luggage in an overhead bin and smiles at Katie. Avery walks down the aisle.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What are you doing?
Just saying hi.
Wes bumps shoulders with Nash.
This is a competition, okay? The only spirit you should have is a warrior spirit.
Copy that, coach.
These are our seats, right here.
Taken. As you can see.
FNG.
Now that you're in our seats, guys.
36FNG.
Yeah, you just said that, but
hey,
these are our seats right
Wes.
Here.
Wes, we're C and D.
Wes looks at his ticket.
Yeah, listen to her.
Over there.
Kind of looks like an F.
Wes looks down at his ticket, then he follows Avery and sits down beside her.
You sure it's C and D?
Positive. Look at the ticket.
Seatbelt.
Thank you. It's my first time on an airplane. I'm going to put my seatbelt on.
Oh, this is your first time on an airplane?
It's not my first time on an airplane. She's telling me to put my seatbelt on. Of course,
so
I know how to put my seatbelt on.
You must be so nervous.
Later, Katie writes on a piece of paper and Shirley sleeps. A flight attendant walks down the aisle and passes Wes.
Naughty.
What?
Two down. Santa's Book of Misbehaviors. Naughty.
Figures you'd get that one.
Wes chews and glances at Avery.
You know, I've been doing some figuring of my own. Why are you here in this race? You don't seem the type.
What? What type is that?
Sporty?
Wes dumps pretzels into his mouth.
Let's just say I have something to prove to myself.
Avery does a crossword.
Huh. Okay. You don't want to open up yet? That's fine. Any more pretzels?
Nope. You hoovered mine already.
Wes stares at Avery and glances around.
Let me see if the flight attendant has any more.
Wes stands.
See if she wants your autograph, too.
Wes looks at Avery.
That's a great idea. I'll be back in a flash.
Yeah.
Hi, excuse me. Can I get some more pretzels?
I'm afraid I'm all out.
Wes notices that Nash has several empty pretzel packages in front of him.
Oh, sorry. You want some of these, too?
Wes shakes his head.
No. Too many carbs.
Well, real athletes load their carbs.
In preparation for landing, please return to your seats.
Wes sits next to Avery.
Okay. I cannot believe we're going to Boston. This is so cool. Or should I say, wicca cool.
Avery grins.
Oh, no. I left my khakis in my khakis.
I'm starving.
Oh, you're hungry. You want me to order you a chowder?
Yeah, you having a good time?
My boy is wicked smart.
We have begun our descent. Please fasten your seatbelts. It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
In an animation, a plane takes off from Chicago, flies across a map, and lands in Boston.
You'll notice there's a team missing. Team Snow-It-All really didn't know it all and solved the puzzle incorrectly, ending up in the wrong state. As they won't make it back in time, they are out. Eight teams remain. Fruitcake, originated in England, was brought to Massachusetts in the 1800s.
How is history like fruitcake?
Both are full of dates. Tradition.
Of course you'd get that one.
It has a reputation for being hard as a rock. Or in our case, hard as a puck. So, contestants, for this next challenge, in order to advance, each team member must shoot a fruitcake through the snowman's buttons. Fail to complete this challenge before the other teams, and it's bye-bye.
Wes, no, you don't understand. How are we going to win this if I can't win this challenge?
Okay, wait. We might have gotten off on the wrong foot, or head, for that matter. But we need each other to ensure our mutual survival, right?
Right.
So we need to focus and come together as a team.
No, you don't understand. I have
no name. Did you forget who you partnered up with? I'm the Slapshot King of Chicago, baby.
How could I forget? You remind me every 5 minutes.
I am positive that I can teach you how to make that shot. Don't give me that look.
Bundle up, because this challenge starts in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Let's do this. Come on.
Slapshot King is going to have his work cut out for him.
Outside a ski lodge, the Holiday Dash teams hit pucks at wooden snowmen. Nash hits a puck with his hockey stick.
Midnight chimes, Jack Frost arrives.
And
late underneath it.
Avery's puck hits Keegan's mug.
Sorry, Mr. Edwards. Sorry. See, I told you I can't do this.
You can do this. You can do this, all right? Look, line back up again, all right? Like this. Look, like this. Don't separate your hands just a little bit.
Okay.
Happy medium in between the two distances. All right. Now you open up your stance.
Okay.
Lower the blade right on the ice.
Okay.
And now follow through up into the target. Okay.
Up to the target.
Visualize.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Ooh, that was a little better.
That was better.
A little bit better, right?
Yeah.
Three teams have successfully completed the challenge. Just a reminder that the last team to score is Gonzo.
Okay, I got this. I can feel it.
Come on.
Yeah! Team Fabulous advances.
It's okay. Look. Forget about them.
All right.
Forget about them. We got this right now.
Okay,
it's time.
Here we go.
It's our time. It's our time.
Ready?
Yes.
And.
Visualize. Yes, Team Slay. One score!
Wes and Avery pretend to play guitar with their hockey sticks. Later, Carol's puck misses the snowman target. Wes glances at Avery.
I was really impressed on how you nailed that challenge.
I'm just looking forward to next year's hockey tryouts.
Avery smiles at Wes.
I had a great coach, thank you.
Oh, Team Sugar Plums advances, which means the party is over for Team Polar Party.
That's Nash's team.
No way.
Pit stop tonight. The game resumes early tomorrow morning, where each team will get their clue. So let's all rest up.
Be nice. Be respectful.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. That's a bummer.
Did not see that coming.
Thank you, Keegan.
Congrats.
Good game, Nash.
I'll get you next time.
Not if I get you first.
Good game.
Yeah, great job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
He kind of grew on me.
Wes gapes at Avery.
Oh, sorry. We have a problem. Nash was our biggest celebrity.
But we needed him for the romance demographic.
But I might have a solution.
Wes.
A moment.
Yeah, what's up, Dirk?
Look, I consider you to be the true star of our show. And as the star, I need you to lean into your relationship with Avery. You know, flirt a little for the cameras.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to make her, you know, feel uncomfortable or something.
No, it'll be good for the show, great for the ratings, and amazing for your career.
All right. What's wrong with a little flirting, right?
Nothing.
Okay.
Great. I'll see you inside.
Yeah. Star of the show, huh?
Wes smiles and glances around. At night in the ski lodge, Avery plays chess.
Yes! Trips on the river, baby! Whoop!
Ow! Your partner is, like, so hyper-competitive. Even on his downtime, he's playing a game.
Well, so are we. Check.
We play to relax. He plays to win at everything. Kinda hot though.
What? No.
Hmm?
So, Katie, what made you sign up for the Great Holiday Dash?
Changing the subject or genuinely curious?
Stop it. Answer the question.
Since I was like six, I've dreamt of being a legit writer. I won a few awards at NYU for plays.
That's cool.
Mostly, yeah. And I graduated summa cum laude. But now I'm grinding to make ends meet. Waiting tables, working as a barista, so the money would really allow me to finally pursue my dreams.
That's so cool. Congratulations. I am so sorry, but I do have to take your bishop. Hopefully that doesn't take away from any of your accolades. But it had to happen. So.
Oh, I see how it is. So what about you?
Oh, my sister signed me up without telling me.
Big yikes.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'm kind of impressed that I've lasted this long.
I just can't lose, baby! I just can't lose. I just can't lose.
I'm jonesing for TikTok. And I miss my best friend, Grace.
That's my daughter's name. Oh, how I miss my Gracie.
I love that name.
If I were home, I'd be watching my kids' Christmas concert.
If I were home, we would be trying different recipes for our big family Christmas dinner.
My sis always does the turkey. Fried, mind you.
So good.
I always do the sweet potato pie with my secret ingredient, bourbon.
Oh, okay. I see you.
Right? So good.
My dream is to be a chef. So you like to cook too?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well,
y'all, it's getting late.
Yeah. Good night, everyone.
I'll see y'all in the morning.
Okay. Me too. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Avery sets a mug down on a coffee table and turns to Wes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No.
I did interrupt you, though.
I actually interrupted you. You were going to start. You were going to say something, right?
I was, but I don't have to.
Please, go.
Avery sits with Wes.
Is your family from Chicago?
Well, my parents are living in Winnetka.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a brother in River North.
Oh, my sister lives in River North.
Really?
Yeah. She can be a real pain, but she's my touchstone. So are you going to spend Christmas with your family when the race is over?
The holidays were always a little different for me. The hockey kept me on the road, and I didn't really spend a lot of Christmases with my family.
Right. Well, I'm sure they understand, right? It's part of the job.
Yeah, they do. It's complicated. I come from a hockey family. Mm. My dad played hockey, my brother and I played together. But I went pro, and he didn't. And I guess we just, like, drifted apart. Mm. He's a brain, like you. And I'm the jock. And I guess, you know, just spending a lot of time on the road just made things weird between us. And I sometimes regret it because I barely know my nephews.
That sounds really hard. I'm sure your nephews miss their uncle. Well, you know, maybe you could still reach out to them.
Yeah.
Wes checks his wristwatch.
Oh, it is. It is late.
Yeah, it is. It's so late.
Good night.
Good night.
Avery covers her face and smiles.
And what do you think of your teammate?
What do I think of Wes? In the beginning I thought he was one thing, and now I'm starting to think he's something else.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
I'm opening.
Watch it. Okay, tis the season when shopping overruns, so head to the Borough of Kings in New Amsterdam.
New Amsterdam's New York City, but I don't know which of the five boroughs is Kings, do you?
Oh, I spent my career trying to beat New York, not learn about it.
Kings, and Queens. And Brooklyn sits right next to Queens. It's gotta be that borough, right?
Find a Christmas-named street to wrap yourself around.
Garland Street.
Yes, let's move out, Brain.
You got it, Bron.
Come on! This way!
Shirley and Katie rush away from the ski lodge. In an animation, a plane flies from Boston to New York City. In New York City, snow surrounds the Washington Square Arch. People walk down a street.
The arrival of plate glass in 1830s New York heralded a new display aesthetic, allowing shops to create elaborate holiday storefront tableaus. Your challenge is to design a 12 Days of Christmas theme window display to rival this.
Santa is in a store display.
Ooh.
That's cool.
I can't do this. Can you?
Now, each team will have a donation box in front of their window to solicit contributions for the Yuletide Project, which helps the most vulnerable residents of Brooklyn during the Christmas season. Whichever window display scores the most donation from shoppers on the street will win the challenge. The team with the least amount is finito. So, make those windows shine. Choose your theme.
Every Christmas, my family does a walking tour of the city's window displays. My mom loads up the thermoses with hot chocolate, and we go from store to store, so I've seen the best New York has to offer. We got this, Mom.
Katie stares at Shirley.
I mean, Shirley.
Oh, we definitely got this.
She's gonna be good.
Three French hens. That's not easy.
Hope we don't lay an egg.
Lay an egg? What?
Lay an egg? Hope we don't lay an egg? Isn't that a joke, right? I've heard
is
that
it?
Before.
I don't think I have.
Never heard that?
7 teams remain. Let's start designing.
It's more space to fill than I thought. What do you think? Any ideas?
Don't look at me. I'm LeBron.
Well, then we're in big trouble because I'm the brains and I got nothing.
Avery and Wes stand outside an empty display window.
And what would you do with the money if you won the Great Holiday Dash?
Win? No, I'm not gonna. I'm trying to just make it through a couple of the challenges without making a total fool out of myself. That's the entire goal. And to not get hurt. But winning, no, that would be cool, but that's not gonna happen.
In a store, Wes looks at the empty window.
Did all the other teams leave to go get supplies?
Eyes on the prize, okay? Come on. Ideas.
We need to spitball. Come on. Don't stress me out. I don't work well under pressure.
Remember, when the going gets tough...
The tough put a sock in it.
I don't think that's how the saying goes.
Okay, what can we create that's visually stimulating for three French hens? Three French men.
Paint a picture.
Painting. Beret.
I got it.
What?
Okay, hens. Roasted, carved up in a red wine, like a jus. Red, seeping around the hens.
Kind of a depressing palate for the holidays, no? Palate. Wait a second. Palate. There's a palate. There's a palate. Palates. Palate.
What? It's the same thing. What's the difference? Doesn't make sense, Avery.
It won't. Come on!
Later in the store, Wes paints a blue sky around the Eiffel Tower on a small canvas.
Palette. Very clever, smarty pants.
Avery smiles at Wes.
Hey, why'd you retire from hockey?
Playing pro after 30 is really hard on the body. I wanted to go out on top, so I figured it was time.
So what's next, then?
I do not know. I feel like... the only skill I have is being the slapshot king of Chicago.
What if you moved from the rink into the broadcast booth? You know, feels like a natural progression.
Like my brother?
Yeah.
They offered me a job to co-host with them.
There you go.
I turned it down.
Why?
It's not my speed. I want to be on the ice, in the middle of the action, not in a broadcast booth with a headset on. And voila.
That's great.
Really nice for a 3-year-old, huh?
No, for a grown-up. It's wonderful work. Well done.
Avery sits and holds a paper snowflake. Wes turns to her.
Can I give you a hand with this?
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah. Okay. Here's all the help I can get. Here. This.
Thank you.
Some scissors. Go to town.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay, I can show you. Here. So you take... Do you see this seam side?
Yeah.
So you're just going to want to cut along that in whatever way you want. You get to create your own magic. And
right.
Just make sure that you go off at the end. You don't go back.
Okay.
Wes cuts into folded paper.
You good at it?
Oh, well, every teacher's a wizard with scissors and construction paper. We get to decorate the classroom every year for the holiday, so I love my job.
Why teaching?
Oh, you know what? I was the smallest one when I was growing up, and kids teased me. I was painfully shy. And, my teacher said that I didn't have to go on the playground at lunch. Instead, I could go hang out in the library and read. So I fell in love with books.
That must have been tough, being bullied like that.
You know what, though? I think she recognized that I needed something different than the other kids, and she put me in a safe space where I could flourish. So that's what I do now. I became a teacher because I want to support kids the way that Miss Macero supported me.
That's amazing.
Wes looks at Avery and smiles.
Okay, here we go.
All right, you ready for the big reveal?
I think so. Let's see.
Here, let me help you. This is the exciting moment. It could be. Let's see. No, this is the worst snowflake I have ever seen in my entire life.
I told you, limited skills.
Wes holds up his paper snowflake with Avery. Wes turns to Avery, then he glances at her lips. Avery swallows and lowers her gaze.
Well, thank you for your help.
Thank you.
You wanna,
Yeah, I think we should,
We should hang the snowflakes.
Hang the snowflakes. Let's do that.
Okay. Are we gonna hang this one?
Yes, this will be the pièce de résistance.
Oh, very French.
Yeah.
Well done.
Avery hangs string lights. Wes and Avery pretend to fence with baguettes. And they're celebrating everywhere.
Let's make some memories for us to share. This, that, and that. And then,
we go. Ha ha!
At night in Wes and Avery's store display, three French hens hold paintbrushes. On the street, a person drops a donation into a mailbox in front of the window display.
And that puts Team Winter Wonder in the lead. Next up is Team Fab Ulus with a partridge in a pear tree. Let's see if they can best them. Their donations, ooh, that bird is flightless. Unfortunately, you are dropping down to third.
That's okay.
Next up, Team Jingle Bells with five golden rings. Your donations tell us those rings might be fool's gold, ladies. You're now in fourth place. Last but not least, Team Slay What with three French hens. C'est magnifique, hein, mon ami? Interesting. Your donations tell us that you're the winner.
Really?
Serious?
And as the winner, your display will be recreated at the world-famous Lord's Department Store, 34th and Manhattan.
Yes!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, Run Run Reindeer, your time with us has trotted to an end.
It's amazing.
We did it.
Yeah, we did. Well, I couldn't have done it without you.
Well, there's no I in team, Coach.
Come on, bring it in.
Wes pulls Avery toward him and hugs her tightly. Keegan watches them.
Team Slay What?
Yeah.
Your envelope?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
go get the backpacks. Give us a jump start.
Okay.
Avery rushes away, and Dirk approaches Wes.
Very convincing. Keep it on.
Thanks.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay,
open
okay.
it. Let's see. Right. In the Lone Star State, Texas, this city sits at the end point of a western trail where cattle are lowing away in a manger. But there was a major cattle trail that was used post-Civil War that began in Kansas.
Well, we're looking for the trail endpoint.
The endpoint was Abilene. It was Abilene, Texas.
Amazing.
Yes. Okay, look for a wagon wheel sign at a hall whose name is an evergreen that rhymes with fine.
Evergreen? The
pine. Pine. Hall.
Avery holds the envelope and runs with Wes.
Thanks.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
On board a plane, Avery sits down.
Gosh, Avery, your window display sure was impressive.
Lord's is iconic.
Thanks, friends.
Come on. Quit consorting with the missile foes.
Wes? Sorry, his competitiveness is bringing out his inner Scrooge.
Avery opens her crossword book.
You know, I don't see Team Fabulous.
Oh, they didn't board.
Yeah, we're the last ones to board the plane.
Maybe they solved the puzzle wrong.
If they solved the puzzle wrong, that means that they're in the wrong state, which means we got one less team to beat, baby.
Avery.
What?
Your competitiveness is really bringing out your inner Scrooge.
Ramon and Brad quickly board the plane.
Wow, Merry Christmas, you old tighters. Wow, hey.
Perks of being a flight attendant?
I know people.
Did you miss us?
We did. Yeah, we missed you so much. I'm so relieved you're here.
Yep.
Ho, ho, ho. It's mail call time. Now, since no phones are allowed in the race,
I come bearing greetings the old-fashioned way from family and friends.
So nice. What did they say?
Oh, it's from my kids.
Avery opens her letter.
I mean my students. No matter what happens, you're still our champion. Love, Ella.
It's really sweet.
What'd you get?
It's from my brother.
Wow, those are beautiful boys. What a gorgeous family.
Proud of you, bro. Looking forward to celebrating at Christmas, no matter what happens. Love, Tyler, Steph, and the boys.
Avery stares at Wes, and Wes avoids her gaze. Avery turns away from Wes, and he glances at her out of the corner of his eye. In an animation, a plane flies to Texas and lands in Abilene. In Abilene, the sun rises and cattle graze.
Way out in western Texas, where the Clear Fork's waters flow, where the cattle are a-browsing, and the Spanish ponies grow. Those are the first lines of a poem from 1890 about a famous Texas tradition. A Christmas ball for cowboys to celebrate after long stretches on the range. That poem became the basis for the hit country Christmas song.
Pretty Duty Santa Claus.
Oh my gosh, no.
Cowboy Christmas Ball.
Ha! Yeah, you're correct.
Yes!
Way to go, Brainiac.
Now please give a warm welcome as I introduce country dance world champions, Chip and Lainey.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy.
Chip twirls Lainey, then he lifts her into the air.
Yeah!
Lainey leaps into Chip's arms, and he spins her.
That's how it's done.
Okay, that is how it's done. Well, it's up to you to perform your best dance moves and get a tap on the shoulder from the judges here, but dang it, there's a twist. Songs will move from fast to slow and vice versa, so it's up to you to keep up. The last two teams that don't get that tap on the shoulder, well, dag nabbit, you'll be riding off into the sunset.
No, I can't dance.
Hey, I got this.
No,
I can dance.
But I can't. Why don't you dance?
Me.
I don't even
by
know
myself?
How to follow. You don't understand.
You want me to dance by myself?
I'll cheer you on.
We need to do it together, Avery.
Well, can I get a yee-haw?
Yee-haw!
All right. Okay. Avery. No. Where are you going? Where are you going? Avery, turn around. We got this.
Okay.
We're doing this, and we're going to win this, okay? Look at me. The grapevine. You ever heard of it?
No.
Back foot behind the front foot, okay? And we're going to go to the left first. Come this way. Come this way a little bit. Yes.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8. Step, boom. Yeah. Okay. Now,
okay, I got it.
Come back.
Okay.
Get next to me.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
In a barn, Brad holds Ramon's hand and spins him.
Okay, you got that move.
Yes.
Avery spins into Wes's arms.
Wes.
Avery hops.
Avery, what are you doing? No.
Ramon steps on Brad's foot.
Oh, get up. Yeah, okay, fine. Try again. Okay, here we go. Okay, how are we doing? Okay. Ooh. Just switch up. Yeah, okay. Just follow me, right? I'm going to put my hand underneath you.
Okay, underneath.
I'm going to put my hand underneath. Stop looking at other people. I'm going underneath you.
You're going under.
I'm going underneath.
So I'm above.
Yes, okay? Now look at me. Don't look around. I'll lead you.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Avery smiles.
Yeah. Feel the music?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wes and Avery slow dance.
I'm gonna spin you.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna spin you right now.
Okay.
Put a star on the tree, a bow on the reef, and come lay your head on my shoulder. Cause it comes.
Ramon leans forward and hesitates. Brad smiles at him, and Ramon rests his head on his shoulder.
Time is a gift, let's all be like kids, grateful to have one.
We're gonna win this. I'm gonna tip you.
Okay.
Good. Wes dips Avery. She tips her head back and holds up one of her legs.
The angels sing, and the church bells ring, as the years fly. We can still go back.
Avery and Wes?
After that dip, congrats, y'all.
Really?
Yeah.
You got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Avery smiles at Wes, and they do a handshake.
Come all ye faithful to the city of holy faith.
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Whoa. A plus for geography.
Our goalie got married there last year.
In the main plaza, find the adobe with the Spanish name for star. Do you speak Spanish?
No. Well, except for
not up.
We don't have our phones, so we can't translate what star means in Spanish. What do we do?
What we do is figure it out when we get to Santa Fe.
Outside, Avery and Wes sit in front of a fire.
Hey, here's to surviving another day. You did good.
Well.
Well, what?
Nothing.
Avery lowers her gaze.
I had a question. What's going on with you, like in the romance department? Wow, that sounded lame. I mean, you're a famous hockey player. You must just have many women.
Many women? I have many women?
I don't know.
I don't have many women. I was in a serious relationship. And about a month after I retired from hockey, she retired the relationship.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Not, you know, I always wondered if she was with me because I was a famous hockey player or because she actually wanted to be with me. I guess I know the answer.
I guess being famous isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, you might be onto something there.
Avery glances at Wes and swallows.
I've got a Mr. Almost Perfect ex-fiancé.
Oh, no. Not one of those.
Big time. Yeah, he said that I was risk-averse and that I had no sense of adventure.
Well, joke's on him when this airs.
Right?
Yeah.
The look on his face. Oh, so satisfying. I mean, the truth is I've always wanted to travel. But I'm still paying off my student loans, and I also, a lot of my energy goes into my nonprofit.
Your nonprofit? What's that?
Little Readers. It's a program I'm developing for kids so that they can read in a stress-free environment.
So that's your secret motivation for winning.
Avery grins at Wes and bites her tongue.
You know, I mean, winning was always a super long shot for me. Like, my entire goal was just to not get eliminated first. But...
What?
Wes and Avery gaze at each other.
I'm starting to feel like we might...
Like we have a chance.
Like we might have a chance.
Wes smiles.
Right?
Yeah.
Avery gazes at Wes and smiles. Wes turns away from her, then he grins and looks downward. On another day, a country road is bordered by a sprawling pasture. In a car, Wes sleeps in the passenger's seat. Avery drives and glances at him.
Hey, Wes. Wes. Wes.
Mega juice.
Hey. Hi, sleepyhead.
Oh. Where are we?
We are at the airport. Well, actually, we're gonna go to the rental car return and then to the airport for our flight. Okay, it's clear skies up above. Well, it's a couple of little storm clouds, but no big deal.
Yeah, we're gonna be high above them before we know it.
Wes checks his watch.
Look at that. Right on time, partner.
Avery looks at Wes and smiles. Wes smiles back at her.
We're the first ones here.
Yes, Santa Fe, here we come.
In an animation, a plane flies from Abilene to Santa Fe. The plane suddenly turns around and flies back to Abilene. Avery and Wes storm out of the airport.
We're at the wrong airport? We've got to be at Dallas-Fort Worth?
I've never been to Texas before. How was I supposed to know there were two airports in Dallas?
The other airport is 20 miles away.
Which means we're going to miss our flight.
And with no later flights from either airport.
We're going to lose.
No, we're not going to lose.
We're not losing, okay? We're not losing. We're not going to lose.
Stop saying lose, okay? I can't. My chest is so tight.
No. No!
And it's snowing!
Oh, okay.
Great!
No, we're not going to panic, okay? Let's not panic.
When people say don't panic, that's when you panic.
No, okay, I'm really sorry that I drove us to the wrong airport. Really sorry.
I'm really sorry that I took a nap with a couple mil on the line.
Hold on.
Avery smacks Wes's arm.
I have an idea. We go rent the same car. There's no way they've rented it out to somebody else, right?
There's no way.
In the airport, Wes and Avery carry their luggage and run down a hallway.
No. No rental cars available?
No plane, no car?
No way.
Now what?
Wes and Avery hitchhike.
Ugh, we've been out here an hour and no one's stopped.
Just be patient, okay?
At this rate, we're never gonna get to New Mexico.
Wait a second. Look at this. Touchdown! Here we go! New Mexico! Yeah!
Wait a second. Estrella means star. So we gotta get to the Adobe Estrella in New Mexico. Come on!
Yes. Oh, thank you for stopping.
In an animation, a red pickup truck drives to Santa Fe. In Santa Fe, a sign above an iron gate reads, Casa Estrella.
We're the only ones here.
Yes.
And we're 5 hours overdue.
Yes.
Which means we're eliminated.
Wes and Avery stand in front of Keegan. The sun shines on buildings.
Which means you're not.
What?
Eliminated. You are, in fact, the first to arrive, courtesy of Zachariah.
Zachariah?
Winter storm, Zachariah, which canceled all the flights out of Dallas. You had the good fortune to get ahead of the storm before the roads became impassable. Your fellow contestants were also blessed. Welcome, everyone. Or should I say...
Keegan opens the gate.
Bienvenido!
Keegan steps past the gate, and Wes and Avery follow him.
Across the Southwest, piñatas are a Christmas tradition in the Latino culture, used at celebrations known as posadas. The piñatas are typically filled with sweets, and the act of breaking a piñata is like receiving a Christmas gift. So your next game's sure to be a smash. Only four teams remain, with three envelopes hidden somewhere in these piñatas.
This is tan bonito. Es como Navidad.
Navidad?
Christmas. It's a Mexican Christmas. You know, my family's tradition is to break the piñatas, drink ponche navideño, and feast on my abuelita's tamales.
Wow, that sounds great.
It is.
Well, decide which one of you will be blindfolded as we race for that envelope and...
A darle!
Dale! Bash away, bash away, bash away all!
Katie, Wes, and Brad wear scarves over their eyes and swing sticks at piñatas. Wes swings a stick and hits the streamers at the bottom of a piñata. Avery cheers him on. Brad knocks down a piñata. Katie swings her stick and hits a piñata. Shirley picks an envelope up off the ground. Katie takes off her scarf.
All right, all right. Head for Beaver State. Whose nickname is that, Professor?
Oregon.
Yes. In the snowy hills of Fruitland, vines lay dormant, but spirits flow with Christmas cheer.
Yeah, it's gotta be a wine vineyard, but which one? There's tons of them in Fruitland.
Go to where you'll find Santa's saintly alias.
So it's gotta be a nickname,
yeah,
like Kringle. Okay. Yeah, but it says saintly.
Saint Nick!
Wes and Avery do their handshake and bump chests. Later, the sun sets.
To the final three teams.
We did it! Wait, where's Wes?
You know what? I'm not sure.
You look worried.
Oh, no. I hope he's not lost amongst the cactus.
So, like, what you're saying is you care about what happens to him.
Do you stop? it would never work out between us.
Or maybe you're afraid it would.
Okay, enough out of you two.
Katie and Shirley clink glasses.
So, Wes, now that you've made it this far, do you think the show will make you a name again?
Sure. I'm starting to wonder if it's even worth it. Maybe those were just the glory days. You know, you can't make new memories unless you leave the old ones behind.
Sounds like the show's taught you a valuable lesson.
Or more like somebody else did. You know, before hockey kept me on the road, I used to play Santa for my family on Christmas morning. It was a tradition I used to love. I still do.
Later, Wes wears a Santa hat and carries a sack.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, okay.
Wes is on
mail duty, or what?
Figure we spent enough time together now that we can put competition behind us and spread a little holiday cheer.
Okay.
We formed quite a bond, right?
Oh, yeah, we have. And since Christmas is about giving, I come bearing gifts.
Okay, Santa came early.
First up, for you boys.
Oh.
To inspire your love for culinary arts.
It's a cookbook. Thank you. You know, if I win, I'm going to use the money to open a restaurant.
I will do exactly the same thing. For someone warmer. Which means Delaware is out.
Next up, Shirley. This is for you, because you said Grace loves reindeer.
Wes passes Shirley a reindeer storybook.
She's fascinated by them. She was fascinated by them. We lost Grace 2 years ago in an accident.
Avery stares at Shirley. Wes crosses his arms and lowers his gaze.
I'm so sorry, Shirley.
Oh, it's okay, honey. You didn't know. It's just a hard time of year for me.
Oh, we're all so sorry.
Thank you. I'm doing this for her. This used to be her favorite show. We used to watch it together as a family. If I win, I'm going to start a college fund for my kids. Education is so very important.
Hear, hear.
Shirley smiles at Avery.
Gracie would have loved this. Thank you, Wes. It means so much to me.
You're so welcome.
Wes uncrosses his arms and shakes Shirley's hand. Avery smiles at him.
Next up. Katie? This is for you.
Wes passes a journal to Katie.
A journal?
Yeah, you know, you've been scribbling on all those hotel notepads. I figured you might need something bigger.
Thank you. Katie's writing a Broadway play.
Ooh.
For real?
Oh.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
I'll save y'all a seat.
Okay.
And last, but definitely not least...
Wes crouches and slowly pulls a small box out of his sack of presents.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Okay, look at the time.
It's only 8 o'clock.
No, remember you were going to show me that, whatchamacallit?
The thing.
Know what, guys? I am getting tired, too. So, it's, I'm going to go to bed. Rowan, you're tired as well, right?
No, really.
What?
Ow. Oh, yeah.
You're a good man, Wes. Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley. Thanks, pal.
Thank you.
Ramon hugs Wes.
Thank you.
We'll have a good sleep, but don't sleep too well.
Avery smiles at Wes. She has a blanket wrapped around her.
Okay, that was so sweet. I mean, the way that you spoke from your heart with those gifts is incredibly inspiring. You know, I think the whole world should get to know this, Wes Cosgrove. More vulnerable, less competitive.
You do?
I do, yeah. And also, I have to say, the way you've guided me through these games, it's almost like you're a natural born...
Wait. Don't say coach if you were about to. I've never wanted to be a coach. You know, I'm a guy that gets in the action. I don't sit on the sidelines.
But the coach is in the action, right? I mean, without the coach, the team loses.
I guess you got a good point there.
Right?
The final gift from Santa.
Wes gives Avery the box.
Thank you. This is really nice.
Avery fights back tears. In the box is an ornament shaped like America.
So you'll remember this trip across America at Christmas time.
This is beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, this this whole show, it's really been a time of my life.
Me too.
Right?
Yeah.
When I won the Stanley Cup last year, our team had incredible chemistry.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It reminds me a lot of you and me.
You think we have really good chemistry?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really much of like a sports human, but...
Are you not?
Well, I'm working on it.
I didn't know that.
It's diligent work. But, But you know, if I had to assemble my own team, I think I would pick you first.
Really?
Yeah.
Avery looks up at Wes's Santa hat.
Except without the...
Avery takes off the hat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Avery runs her hand through Wes's hair and smiles at him.
I think we make an exceptional team.
Wes wraps the blanket around Avery tightly, then he pulls her closer to him. He leans toward her, then he hesitates.
There's a camera right there. In her face.
Oh.
Avery glances around. Avery walks away from Wes. Dirk steps away from a camera crew and approaches Wes.
Hey, Wes.
Hey, Dirk.
Listen, saw what happened there? Next time, follow through, yeah? Okay.
Dirk walks away from Wes. Wes stands outside a building with a conflicted expression. Behind him, an arched doorway is decorated with string lights. In an animation, a plane flies from Santa Fe to Fruitland. In Fruitland, snow covers the roofs of buildings. In a hotel, Avery and Wes wear their red jackets.
Miss you on the Blackbirds. They could use a forward like you this season.
Well, yeah, no, they probably could use a forward like me. Dude, you saw the Stanley Cup win last year when I took it end to end? Remember that?
All right. No eyes outside the rink.
How about our car?
It's number...
Okay.
Sorry, but these nice folks here just rented our last car. It's number 15 in the parking lot, huh? Thanks.
Please.
Wes looks at Brad and Ramon.
Here you go. You drive.
You drive?
No, I drove last time. It did not go well.
You want to drive him so badly? You drive.
No, you drive.
You know what? I will drive.
Okay. Not safe to drive when you're angry.
I'm not angry. I'll drive. No.
No.
In a car, Ramon and Brad are squashed in the back seat.
Can we play some music?
Did you miss a turn?
No.
Ramon looks at Brad.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
According to the map, this is not supposed to be a dead end.
What? Hold up. You think you're supposed to be going north, not south, Rudolph.
Which means we were supposed to turn left back there, not right.
Okay, the other teams are going to be way ahead of us.
Okay, thank you very much, Brad. I know that. I got us into this. I will get us out. Okay, there was a bridge back there,
there
right?
There was a bridge. Okay. It's that bridge.
It's that bridge,
it's
right?
It's this one.
We got to
okay,
turn
come
around.
On,
there's a shortcut.
On,
come on.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, seatbelts.
Team Jingle Bells. Being the only team here, it appears by default that you are our... Wait a second. Here they come. Last second. Whoa. That was close. That was a nail biter. Oregon is a major producer of many grape varietals, and mulled wine is a Christmas tradition enjoyed by many. So, get knee-deep in bare feet and fill those bottles. Stomping grapes, huh? Roll up those pants and get to work, because the last team to fill their bottle goes bye-bye. Go!
Okay, here we go. Okay, we'll take...
Some of us are simple, some of us are wild. We get a little crazy. Guess it's just our style when we come together. I know the...
Brad and Ramon fill their bottle.
Team Fabulous is moving on!
Aren't you glad we gave him a ride?
Now just keep stumbling!
Wes and Avery are tied with Shirley and Katie.
Yes.
$1 million.
Team Slay What? And Team Fabulous are going to be in the finals!
Yes!
Shirley pulls Katie into a hug.
You did really good. I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
Shirley picks up her backpack.
We're going to miss you so much.
Friends forever, Avery.
You got it.
Wes, come here.
Charlie.
Oh, don't forget about us.
Hey.
I'm just happy for whichever team wins.
Make Mom and me proud.
Yeah, you bet.
Very well.
Finalists.
See you guys.
It's our cue. Bye, guys. Good luck.
Bye, you too.
Your next clue awaits.
Okay.
For all the marbles. Here we go. Okay.
Okay.
Wes opens an envelope.
Time to finish the game. Christmas is just getting started. Make your way to the park where you first departed. We're gonna go home.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Let's do it. Come on.
Thank you very much.
Wes, Team Slay What is on fire. The footage is incredible.
Thank you.
Listen, did you book your tickets yet?
Yeah, we're leaving in 3 hours.
Amazing. Thank you. You know, you and Avery have become the hot new team to be. It's going to be ratings gold. You know, I knew it was a great idea pairing the All-Star with the Bookworm. But listen, there's just one more teeny tiny thing I need from you to really sell it.
Sell it?
Yeah. We need something big for the finale. So I'm thinking to help Avery or falling in love with her.
Avery is open-mouthed.
Have you been doing such a great job with it so far? It shouldn't be a big deal, right?
Look, stop, Dirk. I don't know why I agreed to this in the first place. But I'm not going to carry through with this anymore.
But Wes, we...
Look, what you want me to do is not real. But what I feel for Avery is real. I'm not going to jeopardize it just to relive my glory days.
In front of a vineyard bar, Wes holds 2 glasses of red wine and walks away from Dirk. He approaches Avery, who has her back turned to him.
Hey, there you are. One Cabernet coming up.
Why'd you do it, Wes?
Do what?
I heard you talking to Dirk. You and me. Was it just you want to get famous again?
No.
Is that it?
No, it's not what you think.
You don't have to say that right now. There's no cameras on us.
Avery, you got it all wrong.
Okay. You're not the person I thought you were.
Wes stares at Avery.
So, I'm going to finish the game for my students, and then when this is over, I hope I never see you again.
Avery, please.
Avery picks up her backpack and storms away from Dirk. Dirk watches her leave. In an animation, a plane takes off from Fruit Land and lands in Chicago. In Chicago, the sun shines and cars drive past a hotel.
The day, it's really important that we try to make everything seem...
Hey, Dirk, can I talk to you for a second?
Of course, yeah.
Just me.
Yeah.
What's up? So, it looks like your plan backfired.
You know, I'd hate to be the one to have to tell the network that you were the reason why the show's favorite couple weren't on speaking terms in the season ender.
Well, my pad show has not worked out before.
Yeah? You ever lost someone you cared about before? Someone you felt so strongly about that you foolishly let slip through your fingers.
Dirk crosses his arms and nods.
Yeah, we all have, right?
So?
Wouldn't you do anything for a chance to win that person back?
Dirk stares at Wes with a thoughtful expression, then he nods. Wes walks away, and Dirk lowers his gaze. Avery faces Ramon and Brad, and Dirk approaches her. Ramon and Brad walk away.
Hi, good luck.
Avery, can I have a word with you?
Go ahead.
Look, it was my idea to push you and Wes together for the ratings.
And then he went along with it. Yeah, I heard.
No, but you didn't hear him say he wanted nothing to do with it anymore.
He said that?
It was wrong for me to interfere. For that, I am sorry.
See the way he looks at you.
A look like that can't be faked.
Dirk nods at Avery, then he places his hands behind his back and walks away. Avery slowly picks up her backpack, and Wes approaches her. Avery glances at Wes as he grabs his backpack.
Hey.
Hi.
Avery, can I, talk to you for a second? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything.
I just don't know if I can believe you, because I know how much you crave, like, the spotlight, you know?
I would forget about it all if it meant losing you.
Avery gazes at Wes.
Let's concentrate on the finale, shall we?
Avery walks away from Wes. Wes watches her leave, then he puts on his backpack.
Crossword puzzles are a favorite Christmas tradition to be enjoyed after the stockings have been emptied and the presents unwrapped. The first crossword puzzle was printed in the Chicago Press in 1913. And now the puzzles inaugurate the Christmas season by appearing in the paper at the end of October.
Never too early for Christmas.
The boards are exact duplicates. Same clues, same answers. The sooner you solve the crossword, the sooner you'll find the location of the silver bells hidden somewhere here in Chicago. Importantly, only one team member need find the bell and ring it first for the entire team to be winners. Teams, are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Dirk?
Let's go. You?
Yep.
Avery quickly opens an envelope.
The end is near.
But do not fear.
One last challenge, so who will persevere?
Make your way to higher ground.
Get a move on to win this round.
Gotta be that way, come on.
Avery and Wes race off. Ramon and Brad run in the opposite direction.
There it is. How are they already here?
Okay.
Oh, look who came.
Okay.
I'll write it down.
One down. Archaic term for the winter season, often associated with Christmas celebrations.
Okay, iconic winter energy made of frozen precipitation, offices.
Four down. What word describes a repository or stockpile of valuable or interesting objects?
I don't even know what that is.
Ramon and Avery fill out a crossword on separate boards with markers. Ramon quickly writes down mistletoe.
The mirror image of a divine nativity navigator.
The mirror image of the divine nativity navigator? Three letters?
What is that? Reflection. No, that's not three letters.
Both teams are on their final word.
It's a star.
Christmas star.
Star is four letters. Right? That doesn't fit. Yeah. No.
You're the human thesaurus. What's another word for star?
Nova, quasar, orb. Orb.
Orb.
Orb.
Orb is three letters.
Keegan shakes his head.
It's not right. Not right. Okay.
All right. One step forward, two steps back.
Backwards. What do you see when you look in a mirror?
You see yourself.
You see yourself in reverse.
You see everything in reverse.
What is orb in reverse?
Avery writes down bro, and Keegan winks at her.
Yes! Oh my God. All right, done.
Ready.
Where are the bells?
Keegan hands over an envelope. Avery quickly opens the envelope.
Shake, like music to your ear. Be the first to find the box, heralding the last and final Christmas cheer.
Presents!
Avery and Wes run. Behind them, Brad and Ramon read their envelope.
Come on.
You got this. Whoa, what happened?
All right, Romaine.
No, the other team's off the puzzle. We gotta go.
You can go. Go. You gotta go without me.
I can.
Yes.
I can.
Okay.
Avery and Brad sprint toward a pile of green Christmas presents. Brad leaps down a set of stone steps and catches up to Avery. They run past two cameramen, and a crowd of eliminated competitors cheer for them. In the crowd, Shirley claps with Katie. Avery grabs a present from the top of the pile. She shakes it while holding it up to her ear, then she puts it down. Avery opens another box and finds a silver handbell. Avery rings the bell and cheers. Katie smiles and throws her hands into the air. Avery points at Wes, then she walks over to him and hugs him tightly. Avery turns and hugs Ramon and Brad. At night, string lights glow in a marquee.
There she is! Did my hair on Mrs. Miller?
Hi! Oh, you're all here! I love it! Okay, go.
Hey, I can't believe you won.
I can't either!
It was so intense.
I can't tell you
everything. It was fun. I felt... I learned this other side of me, this
extreme. Tyler? Hey, man, it's been a long time. What are you doing here?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Tyler hugs Wes.
Everyone, hello. So we all want to know, what are you two going to do with your million-dollar prizes?
Avery and Wes stand beside presentation checks.
Launch my after-school reading program, Little Readers. And I'll also probably use some of the money to pay off my student loans.
Ruby, Shirley, and Katie smile at Avery.
And since Christmas is the season of giving, I am going to be starting the Grace T. Perkins Memorial Scholarship Fund in memory of somebody very special. I'm also going to donate to a promising new playwright so she can finish her passion project. And I'm investing in a new restaurant run by two very good friends.
Brad turns to Ramon and kisses him.
Wes, what about you?
Avery turns to Wes and smiles. Wes stares at Avery intently.
Well, a very special someone made me realize that I should probably move on to the next chapter in my life. So I'll be using my prize money to start a Chicago Youth Hockey League. And I'm going to become a coach to teach the next generation. But, you know, I also think that the best gifts come from the heart. So I'll be making those same donations to our friends.
Cheers to that. Wow. Well, cheers to that.
Cheers.
Well done. Well done. Thanks, Keegan.
Yeah.
Really amazing. Okay.
Wes and Avery walk out of the marquee and stand in a secluded area together. Avery smiles at Wes and nods.
Congratulations, Wes.
Congratulations, Avery.
You did it.
We did it.
Avery smiles at Wes.
I would never have been able to do this if I wasn't stuck with you.
You know, you didn't give up on me.
Look, Avery. Meeting you was the best part of this whole thing. You know, originally, when I signed up to do this, I wanted to win. And we did. But I would feel like I lost if I didn't have you in the end. Those feelings that I had for you, they were real. I hope you can believe me.
Avery places her hands on Wes's shoulders, then she pulls him toward her and kisses him gently. Wes closes his eyes and kisses Avery back. Avery slowly pulls away from Wes and smiles.
That felt pretty real.
Just double check.
Wes places his hand on Avery's neck and kisses her again. Avery wraps her arm around Wes's shoulders and deepens the kiss. She slowly pulls away from Wes and grins. End credits. Cast: Avery, Ashley Williams. Wes, Andrew W. Walker. Keegan, David James Lewis. Shirley, Tiana Marie Smith. Ramon, Emilio Merritt. Katie, E.M. Yuthingi. Brad Harder. Ruby, Caitlin Howden. Copyright 2024 12 Clues Productions, Inc. All rights reserved. Logos: Basset Hound Distribution. This has been a Hallmark Media presentation.